Blog Talk Radio.
Sage Infinite, Online Nation, yeah. Hey yo, welcome to the Online Nation. Victory I'm chasing, penetration helps to spread the floor spacing. You know I'm acing, all for the Sim Nation. The hesitation, freeze the D in location. They can't recover, got the skill like no other. I hit shots, see the boards giving me props. I tell them Jesus fall back, call a play and attack. They wanna rage quit, playing 2K, that's it. Rec center to the park, jump shot with the arc. Going on runs, the home crowd feeling my spark. Spot your weakness, guarantee you reach. I teach quick, the D slip, flip the finger roll, that's it. Who got next? I shake a dude out of his checks. Cop some new ones, opponents better show me respect. Ride the bench next time, all witness my shine. Who can see me? The future like NYC, peace.
Yeah, well, goodie, it's your boy, Master Future, Online Nation all day, since staying up there. I know it was like two weeks, but, you know, we here, you know, thank God for another day. I was living wherever you at throughout the world, Japan, Philippines, Brazil, DR, USA, you know, just shout out to Shit Infinite. Whoever knows, man, you know, he's been like an artist, been doing music for a minute. Definitely check on a whole lot of bunch of others. So definitely follow him. I'm gonna have to hit him again and talk to him. Hope he can give me a new song for 2K22. Now, I saw him Take It Down. He actually put a new video out from the 2K trailer, gameplay reaction. If you look at it down, and he used to say his Infinite song, so it was popping. A new trailer like that out. Right? But anybody who knows this Online Nation podcast, we talk about anything life. We talk about NBA 2K. You know what I mean? But other than NBA 2K, we talk about life, you know, women, relationships, anime, video games, you name it. We're here. You know what I mean? I know I'd be more consistent doing it every week. And besides this platform right here, we're also going to be transitioning and doing Instagram interviews later this week. I'm going to have some guests. You know what I mean? So we're going to be on the Instagram joint. I'll be doing the YouTube also. So we working. I promise y'all. Just wait a little bit, man. We're going to have everything under control. And for next week, right, my birthday is the 8th. And I know how hard is it, man. I'll get to 2022 at least 2 days early, which means that the 2K22 comes out September 10th, I will have it in my hands by my birthday. So because of that, we're going to do a special show, I mean, on the Instagram. I can't show the 2K22 game, stuff like that, until I think Thursday I could stream it. Everybody knows, but I know it's like a certain kind of cold thing. I can't stream it on Twitch 2 days early, but I know I could stream it, I think, a day early. But, you know, we're going to be grinding on that at the 3:22, so, you know, yeah, it's like this time, man. You know when 2K20 come out? When the next 2K comes out, man, it feels like Christmas for us. You feel me? I ain't gonna hold y'all, man. It feels like Christmas. I don't know for y'all. Y'all let me know in the comments or whatever. It feels like Christmas to me. For real. For that first month. And after that, then it's like, but that first month, that's way. Like, yo, you like, the old people that you haven't talked to ever, they hit you, yo, you got the new 2K? Yo, name is tough, man. You all hype up new animations or whatever, the same old blah, blah, whatever. Then after that month, it's like, it's a dub. But tonight, man, I'm having a special guest today. Hims, he's a my team player, my team comp player. Been doing it for a minute. He also, he almost qualified for 2K. I'm gonna let him tell his story about that, because that was crazy. I remember seeing on that was crazy, bro. So he's going to speak his side of the story. And also about upcoming game and what goals and all that. So we're going to have him on the show. So we're also having for playing now and for Bowen. He's like a coach. King Cutter. You know what I mean? He's definitely an OG in the game. All right, so hopefully he'll be showing up. Things might be showing up in a couple minutes. So always do it every week. Shout out to Desire. Y'all don't know if y'all ain't checked the blogs, man. Check the gameplay, the 2K blogs, right? Desire is a Sim Nation president, and he's been a developer for 2K for mad years. It's good for you to be friends with him, and I'm glad that just a lot of the stuff that he's been doing for the Sim Nation community is it's crazy. Feel me? He's been doing a blog, talk radio show like myself. He did the Sim Nation Hangouts, and he's just, man, just somebody to look up to, man. You know what I mean? Just see his work. So respect to him, and he's also still doing the work 2K for the defense and everything, man. So the play, the X and O's. So shout out to the Czar, man. You already know what's up. I'm about to hit you up. Shout out to Big Mama, the first lady, his wife. You know what I mean? Shout out to Best Day that shows up. Hence, my poem squad, Rage K, Queen Ball, and Blur. And my last King. He's the, he's going on smashing. The dude. OG Pops was Goody, Tay, HS Baller, Drew, K.A. Cocaine. You're right, that's new name, Cocaine. All right. So hopefully he be on it real quick. Send an email, yeah. I got you, bro. Yo, I don't know, check the Twitter thing, bro. I want you the phone number to call it. Man, doing it live right now. I don't know if it is so through the if you don't mind me putting your Gmail, the email thing for people to see it, bro. You know what I mean? But yeah, since the phone number, let me know if that was, bro. See, we're doing everything on the fly out here. Feel me? It's hard being a one man army out here, man. It's hard, bro. But you know, we do what we do. Yeah. So today we're going to be talking, man, the NBA 2K22 gameplay blog. You know what I mean? We're going to talk about what y'all think about it. And it's definitely going to be exciting, all right? I mean, you got that King. I see him. Him's just came on. I have to get him in like a minute, all right? But I also want to talk about the news that a lot of people have been talking about, you know what I mean? The drama alert. I should even get the joint. See, like I said, man, like, it's been kind of crazy, you know what I mean? So, bear with me real quick. But, the drama alert, you know, in the My Team community, people talking about that, people getting exposed out here, bro. Like, the bro, Carlos Story, you know what I mean? He's a big My Team player. Well, not player, like a big My Team YouTuber, and I mean, he's been grinding for a couple of years, but I just want to know one thing, man. Anybody out there that wants to grind a player for dominate for $25, let me know, man. If you know, you know. I mean, we're gonna talk crazy, but if you want to grind my player for $25. Hit me up, man. You already know what's up, right? The other drama alert, Benjamin wants out of the free. We'll see what he goes to. But let's get our guest on the show real quick. Let's get popping, yeah. Hold up real quick. Goody, Hems.
Yo, what's good, bro?
I'm good, bro. How you been? Yeah, can you hear me?
Bro. Yeah, I hear you. Chilling, bro.
Okay. Hey, man, how you doing, man? Yo, in case anybody who doesn't know who Hems is, let the world know who you are, bro, so everybody don't get in.
All right, so Hims, you know, I play my team. Came on. I always play my team. I used to play Park and Pro-Am until, like, 16. And then after that, I took my team serious. And then 19 and 20, that's when I started playing comp. And end of 20, mid-20, when pandemic hit, that's when I started streaming. And then this year, this is when I became, you know, somewhat big in the community, you know. So basically just grind, play competitive, playing all these tournaments, wagers, and yeah.
Okay. So you actually play, I didn't know about that. You play fucking 2K20 instead?
In, so 15 through 17, I played, 15 I played, what's it called? The, Annie Up, the stage. I played the stage in 15.
Okay.
Yep. 16, I played Park and my team. 17, I played Pro-Am because they had the 250K Pro-Am on 17.
Right.
And then 18, 19, and since 18, I've only played my team pretty much. This year, I played Pro-Am also, but yeah.
Okay, man. Yeah, I was just saying earlier, man, that hints that you was actually, you was on your way to qualifying for the 250K tournament, man. Let's see what happened. What happened,
hey,
bro?
Hey, man. Second quals, it was whole qualifiers. It was me and Ty Debo. Me and him 1-2. And then this dude named Crynow came out of nowhere. It was above me and Ty, like, by a large margin. And I end up my boys, and I'm like, yo, has anyone, like, heard of it? Because, like, you know how my team is. It's a small community. You know, if someone's good at the game, like, we most likely know them. So we saw his name, and we're like, yo, like, who is this, bro? So there's about 28 minutes left, and I'm in second. Crynow was in first, and Ty was in third. And I load into the next game, and I see Crynow TTV, and I'm like, yo, all right. So I'm like, all right, this is going to be cool, because, like, if this dude's calm and I don't know who it is, like, you know, it's going to be cool. Load up, first shot he hits, center wide open. And I'm like, all right, you know, I can't assume it's a Zen. Next shot, bro, literally fadeaway 33% center wide open. I'm like, yo. So I got in Discord, and I'm like, yo, guys, like, look at this. Showed them. They're like, yo, you got to fire up. That's when I fired up the stream. I had, like, 500 people in there. Shake, every big freaking my team content creator was in there. Because they're literally watching. This is me. This is the number one spot and number two spot. And I'm just getting zenned out the gym. He's hitting fadeaways, 45%, all center wide open. It was ridiculous. Literally 20 minutes, I would have qualified. All I had to do was win the game. But it's impossible, bro. He's literally hitting 40% fadeaways, center.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, it was wild. I just did not have good quals this year. Third quals, I got error-coded. First quals was all messed up because they didn't start an hour till an hour later, and then everyone was all messed up. That was a mess.
So let me ask you this. So for 2K22, what do you think that 2K can do to take whole qualifications, right?
Yeah, we be talking about that all the time. One thing they definitely got to do is add a mercy rule because – I mean, there's a lot of stallers, and stalling is one thing that can make or break you qualifying. So, like, say, like, someone like Ty, all right? Say, and this happened to Isaac. This happened to basically every big my team player, you know? They see it's you, and then they're like, all right, I'm just going to stall. I'm going to call all my timeouts. I'm going to waste all my pause timer, foul. And then at that point, maybe you beat the guy by 80 and you get, like, 200 points off that. But in the meantime, you have other people who are trying to qual. They're getting they got three straight quit outs. That's 100 points just like that. 300 points in 5 minutes, you know what I mean? So in that whole time it took you, that 30 minutes it took you to get 300 points, there's people who probably got 1,000 points in that time. So you definitely got to add a mercy rule. And then another thing, I know it's not the best for the casual player, but since you're supposed to, you know, they're trying to qualify the best players, you know? So I would up the qualification process. So, like, this year and basically every year, you've had to get, what, five wins, three, four wins in Unlimited to allow yourself to try in the qualifiers. And that's just that's another thing that leads to stalling. You know, you're up by 100 points. Like in the first qualifiers, I played a guy with all silver team. I was up by 120 points. The game took 35 minutes because, bro, I'm scoring every fucking play, and he has these silver cards that obviously can't shoot. They're slow. So definitely mercy rule, and definitely I would add, like, up that little qualification process. Make it maybe you got to be in pink diamond tier, opal tier, whatever it may be, or whatever the unlimited thing's going to be next year.
Do you like the process with the whole 4 hours? Like, who gets the top four in 4 hours? Like, is it usually static from 1 p.m. to, I think, 5 o'clock, right?
Yeah, I think it's better than the – it's definitely better than the top two in 16 different weeks, because then it makes it – it's wild. And then there's people, because top two is hard, you know what I mean? Top four obviously is hard too. But when it's just the top two, like it wasn't 19, it just, oh man, like you, because I say this all the time on my streams, qualifying is 30% skill and 70% luck. You know what I mean? You have some of the most, you have some of the best players in the world, not even just my team players, best players in the world. You got Jinsanity. He didn't even qualify this year. Peja, he didn't even qualify. Isaac, he didn't qualify. I didn't qualify. There's a lot. So 7TV, he didn't qualify. There's a lot of people who didn't make it. And that's with top four. And when it's top two, that's just probably going to encourage, like, more people to boost and stuff. And that's what 19 was. 19 was a boost fest. It was crazy. People had 4,000 points and stuff. You know what I mean? So I think, I don't know what else they can do, honestly. And I like that it's like, the one other good thing is that it's like a month apart, you know, so it gives you time, you know, reset. Because, you know, right before 250, at least for me, like you probably remember, I was scrimming everyone. Like I was playing every day, trying to literally scrim everyone so I can just be better, you know, be prepared for anything. So it gives you that break. And when it was the 16 weeks, where it's the two each week, you have to be ready each week. Each weekend, you have to be ready. That's why I think, like, instead of that, maybe they add a weekend league or something like that in addition to quals, because really all my team has is 250K. And obviously, 250K to 2K is nothing. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's one good pack drop. That's one good pack drop in September. So what I would do, bro, I would add definitely what Madden's doing this year. They have, like, five different big tournaments, and then at the end they have the big one for like $1 million or something. That's what I think they should do, because just having 250, it just, the mode dies after 250, really. Like, people still play MTM and stuff, but in reality, for pretty much all of us, we don't care about the game anymore. It's just like, you know, we play for content or we play for MTM, but there's no real goal. Like, all before 250, we're all playing for the same goal. We're all grinding. Everyone's trying to get their teams right. After 250, it's just like, who cares, you know?
Facts. OG Slim, he's talking in the chat. He's talking about what happened first class when it was first. Okay.
Oh, yeah. First class, I finished in the top four, but I didn't get an email. That's what happened first. Yeah. And that happened to a bunch of people, like Splash, he didn't get it. They sent four emails out when they already sent the four emails out on PlayStation when he finished first, and obviously he didn't get an email, so he was like hitting up all the 2K devs, and then eventually they took someone's email away and gave it to him, because he did deserve it. Obviously he was in the top four. Same thing happened with Swaggy Foams. Swaggy, he was in the top four. It took him like 5 days to get an email. They sent emails out, he didn't get one. Happened to a bunch of people this year. This was the first year that anything like that ever happened. It was 250K was a mess this year. It was a complete mess.
Alright, well, since we're going, moving on to 2K21, 2K22, what do you think about the draft mode? Because, you know, I want to hear more news about my team, hopefully this Thursday, by talking about, right? So what do you think about the draft thing?
Yeah, so it's definitely something new. So we definitely needed something new, because if you look at 20 and 21 and even 19, really, it's been the same thing, if we're being honest, you know what I mean? It's really just been the same thing, all modes pretty much. So adding adding new modes, that's definitely a good thing. And another thing that I noticed from all the info that came out today, they're up to, what, 80 badges now? That's a lot of badges.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. I remember in, like, what, 15, we had, like, I don't know, like 20 badges maybe, 30? I don't even know. Now we're all the way up to 80 badges, bro. Like, we thought this year was a lot with 70. Now they just keep upping it every year. But I do think they took out some good badges, or they took out badges that needed to be taken out, like Showtime, especially this on current gen. Showtime and Hard Crusher, they were insanely overpowered. Took that out, so that's good. And I don't know if you noticed, but they don't have range extender deep threes this year. They have so they have one badge called Chef, where it's for deep dribble or deep threes off the dribble, and then they have another one called like Limitless Spot Up, where it's strictly for catch and shoot. So that's gonna be interesting in all game modes, pro am, my team park, where you know, we don't know how effective you're going to be without those badges. So maybe, like, people without the chef badge where you need to dribble and shoot, you might not be able, like, point guards, that might be a necessary badge, you know what I mean? Or, like, say in my team, a player might strictly just have the catch and shoot badge. So, you know, when you're playing him, you can just play up on him, you know, at the three-point line. But then, you know, as soon as he's dribbling, he's probably not going to make it because he might not have that badge. So that's going to be an interesting thing. For the gameplay in 22 also.
Okay. So for 2K22, are you jumping right to my team, or you're going to be doing par and pro-am, or just my team for a little bit?
Yeah, so I'm definitely starting off my team. I'm going to do my team until 250, and then I'm going to do exactly what I did this year. My team until 250, and then I'll play some pro-am post-draft, and then obviously after 250. So I do a little bit of both, and then, yeah, that's pretty much it. Just stream my team from then, or pro-am after 250.
Okay. So did you watch the trailer? I know you saw the trailer by now. Like, what do you think of it?
So, I mean, obviously, you know, we didn't get a lot of, you know, actual gameplay, but there was another gameplay that showed the meter and stuff. It looks like this year, it's definitely going to be way different than 20 and 21, I would say, because it looks a lot more combo-based. Like, with the dribbling, it looks like it's going to be a lot more combo-based. And Mike Wang has even said stuff where, like, this year, say, on current gen, all you had to do was flick up to get, you know, that the signature Annie, and then you're going. Whereas this year, I think whenever you flick, it puts you into a signature style. So combos are going to be big this year, a lot like 19 was, I would assume. And obviously, we don't know about shooting. They added the shot meter to dunks and layups, I think. Or, no, to dunks.
Yeah.
That's going to be different.
Dunks and alley-oops. Alley-oops too with the meter, right? Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting. I'm going to be pissed if I'm wide open, don't green a freaking dunk and freaking miss wide open on the break.
Thanks, yeah, what's your perspective on the whole shot meter or no shot meter? Because, like, I was telling people before, like, you know, like, when you see a person that has a shot meter, unfortunately, like how you said with the whole shot aiming and how people's meters, like, who you guess what? Cry, what that name was? Cry Now. If you see a shot meter on, like, oh, this must be a casual or something like that.
Yeah.
But I play without the shot meter, and I know all the comp players also play without the shot meter. What do you think about it?
So, personally, I don't use the shot meter, obviously, because it gives you the boost and stuff. And I don't know, especially after this year, everyone saw how the shot meter can be manipulated with Zens, you know what I mean? And strike packs. It's not even just Zen. There's strike packs, elite controllers. There's so many different things that can manipulate the shot meter. But hopefully that's out next year. And if it is out, you know, it's really just for competitive players, I would say definitely take the meter off. It's 100% a boost. Like if you played on Hall of Fame this year, my team playing out, it's hard to green with meter. You know, it's hard to green, and then you're probably not going to – if it's not green on with meter, it's probably not going to go in. So definitely meter off. No shot meter is definitely the way for competitive play. But it maybe in play now – and definitely in play now, shot meter is good. You know, for some teams, for example, say – like I know a lot of people use Lakers and stuff, you know, in play now. And right. If you're on current gen, you know, using the shot meter for them with them, because they have slow jumpers, you know, they're all on normal timing. So using the shot meter for something like play now could be effective, but for my team and Pro-Am, I would definitely take the shot meter off.
Well, you know, the thing that everybody was arguing last week about, because, you know, Mike Wayne put out a tweet about the whole shot aiming is gone. And, like, I know a bunch of people got into a little uproar about it. Some people was happy. You kind of happy about it, right? That the shot aiming is gone, that racing thing is gone.
Oh, yeah.
I think
shot aiming, Shot aiming should never come back. Never. Because that's really what the whole Zen – that's what Zens are, you know? They use – that's what they manipulate. They manipulate the shot aiming. Like, literally, it was almost like – I don't know if you remember early in 2K21 where – if you had shot aiming on and you had the meter off and you just held down on the right stick, it would be green every time. That's what started the whole Zen stuff, you know? And eventually you were able to script it where if you just pressed the button and it was going to be center, wide open. Even the X-Zone script, that was using vibration. So whenever the vibration would go off, it would just go center, wide open. That's why they're taking out vibration cues. And hopefully for shot aiming, hopefully Zens are fixed again this year, because it just makes for a bad experience. Like even if you watch the FIBA, when they had the esports, the 2K FIBA, it was a Zen fest. Everyone was Zenning. And that's why a lot of teams, when they made them do the hand cams, they were getting blown out then, because literally everyone was Zenning.
Yo, that's a fact, bro. You saw the finals tie, Debo versus Glass, right? Where they saw the hand cams and everything like that.
Yeah.
I think it was the – yeah. Like, it should be like that, man, for, like big tournaments, though, bro. Really.
Yeah, and that's why – I don't know if you've been watching the 2K League. They've been in person. That shit is – it's so fire right now. It's such a different experience. That's what I think they should do with 250K. I think they should fly out all the qualifiers and have it right there. Because this year there was so much controversy with Zens, and people were Zenning in the tournament, you know what I mean? That's why for something like 250K, I would fly everyone out, just have it like the 2K League. They have the funds for it, and it would just be something good for the overall community, you know? It's not just for the My Team community. There was people from Pro-Am, from Park, everywhere watching 250K. So I think they should do that, and obviously it's working for the league. Everyone is loving the shit when they're back on the stage right next to each other. And, you know, so, but yeah, I think that's what they should do with that.
Definitely, 100%. And especially, you know, like, some people will probably be on people's different accounts and stuff like that. You know how that
is.
Oh,
yeah. That definitely happened this year. That people got, you know. If you know, you know, you know.
Yeah, exactly. But, so you bet about the whole defense stuff. You know, like, everybody gets so excited about these blogs. You know, it's the same thing every year, but you know, it sounds good. What do you think about the whole defense?
So that, every year they say the same thing, you know, improved AI, you know, your AI is not going to drop when the corners, you know, they're not going to randomly help. They say the same thing every year, and then it ends up happening. So we're just going to have to wait and see until the game comes out. I saw they said they're putting a lot more emphasis on with the defender bumping people up the court and getting bumpy. I actually like that, because this year, both gens, you know, you could just run past people on the game this year on 2K21. I think that's a good thing. I saw they said there's going to be less bump steals also, which can be a good thing, but also it could be a bad thing because you might be able to just dribble through people. So we'll have to see on that. And, yeah, hopefully the movement is somewhere in between current and next gen. That would be my ideal, like, movement for defense. Because on next gen, you can't really – if you go out of position at all, you're done for, you know. Whereas on current gen, you could go from the corner to the right hash in 2 seconds, you know what I mean? So I think a nice little medium with there would be great. And that's what – I mean, they said that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to be less jittery. And then with steals, they said if you have a higher steal rating, you know, you're going to get the better animations, whereas if you have a lower steal rating, you're going to get really bad animations, which that's a good thing, actually, because this year was just – if you had – you like in Pro-Am, the wave this year was on next-gen, you would run a point guard or a small forward, and he would have no defense at all. But with the way the game is, you could still get steals with that 25 defense, just the way the animations are. So I like that they're emphasizing the rating on that stuff.
So you play that team on next-gen, current-gen, because I have two hands. For speaking of, bro, I feel like the current-gen, my team, it played better than the next-gen on my team. But for play now is better for next-gen compared to the current. Like, I don't know.
I agree 100%. Next-gen was not made for my team at all. You know, it was definitely made for play now and Pro-Am. Whereas current gen, and honestly, like, yeah, speed glitch was bad, but the game overall ran good. You know, it ran good for my team. It was a fast paced mode, and yeah, it was an overall good, I wouldn't say good game, but it was a decent game for my team. Whereas play now on current gen is not good at all. Current gen play now, it's literally just you run on the break with LeBron, and then you start mashing the paint. That's all it was this year.
Yeah, I was actually watching your team yesterday in practicing for your college tournament for coming in, right?
Playing now. Yeah, I'm playing. Yeah, it's the season. It's just like any other sport. Me playing other colleges. Season technically starts like next week. So, but yeah. So I'm going to be playing, you know, all these different colleges, Florida State, all the big colleges, really, if they're on my schedule,
that's dope.
Of course.
Okay.
Yep.
Gonna be able to team that or have somebody record something like that or what?
Yeah, so I'm gonna be I talked to the school. I'm gonna be streaming sometimes on their esports page and other times on my page. To help, you know, both them grow and obviously I'm a streamer the way it is, so you know. So we get the best of both worlds with that.
What go for you know how everybody, you know, that go 2K22 or everybody. So it just feels like every year, but 2K22 or your plans?
So goals for 2K22, definitely to qualify. You know, my team is my main mode, and this year, you know, I should have qualified. It's just, you know, nothing you can really do about it. And overall, just keep growing my brand. I grew a lot this year. You know, 2K20, I was a small streamer. And, like, I didn't really put myself into the community. Like, I played comp, but I wasn't really in the community, you know what I mean? So definitely just keeping the momentum I have going right now, bringing that into 2K22, keep grinding with Twitch. And then, same with Pro-Am, extend out into that community. I already know a lot of people from that community, league players, Pro-Am players, extend out to that. And just overall, just like Slim just said, just be better than I was, you know, this year overall.
Do you have plans in trying to get the K-League or what?
Probably not, honestly. Probably not because it's hard when I talk about this in my streams a lot too. When you stream my team viewers don't want to watch anything else besides my team, you know. I remember, like, I was averaging 50 viewers, and then I streamed Pro-Am, and then I'm down to, like, 15, you know what I mean? They don't want to watch anything else but my team. That's just how it is.
Well, you're not lying, though. You know, when I was all in boxing heavy, right? I was getting, like,
yep.
right? You know what I mean? Now,
yep.
now that I stopped, I'm playing now and going a little bit, my foot's just dropped, like, crazy. But
no, yeah. That's how it is, though. I don't know. And it's only my team. It's only my team. I don't know why. I don't know what the reasoning for that is. But, yeah, definitely with that. And, yeah, it's wild how the my team community is. They just literally just want to see my team all the time.
I get it. That's why I was trying to play like an other game, 2K, and it's just, I don't know, man. I don't know how some other streamers do it.
Yeah, no,
what do
yeah.
What you have
if you
for, like, Twitch streamers?
All right, so for Twitch streamers, because, bro, this is one of the main things. This is one of the main things I talk about whenever someone asks me, like, for advice or whatever. So when the pandemic started, bro, obviously I had nothing to do, all right? So I was literally streaming 16 hours a day for 5 months, and I didn't even get affiliate. I was literally averaging 2 viewers streaming 16 hours a day for 5 straight months. So the big thing, and like and a lot of people will tell you this, but it's really just staying consistent. And staying consistent is one thing. If you keep grinding and keep doing your thing, especially in, say it's my team or pro-am, you're gonna be in tournaments probably. Definitely join tournaments too. That's a great thing for Twitch. I know, even if you're not competitive, bro, that's a great way to just get your name out to the overall community. That's how I got my name out. I was the first game on Mighty Madness Xbox, and that's when people started to get to know me. You know what I mean? And then just overall, you just got to be you at the same time. Like, you got to stream. That's what I always say. I stream, of course, obviously I stream for myself because it's fun and stuff, but you got to always stream for the viewers, you know? Like, there's a lot of people who go crazy because, oh my God, I'm about to get partner, but I can't stream for this many hours or else my average will get thrown off, or I can't stream this because of whatever reason. You just got to do you, bro. Like, I averaged 50 last month, all right? And I was doing two streams a day. I was doing a stream from like 3 to like 8, but then I'll also do a stream for like my homies, like my real close homies at like 4 a.m., you know, and I'm not having a lot of viewers in there. You just got to do what makes you, what you enjoy, stay consistent, and then find your spot in the community. Like, find what your niche is in the community. If it's my team, are you an offline grinder? Are you a competitive player? If it's pro-am, you know, obviously you're probably a competitive player. Are you a point guard, whatever position you may be? Stage, it's the same thing. You know, you just got to find your role in the community and just really embrace it.
So when you was doing the 16 hours, you were doing 16 hours straight, like you did it straight without stopping?
Yeah, no stopping, 16 hours every day.
Dedication.
It was wild. Because I gained to, like, I really liked streaming, but obviously I had no viewers at all. So I'm like, yo, I'm just going to put my all into this. I'm just going to grind and then hope it pays off. And, you know, it hasn't totally paid off yet. You know, I'm not a partner or anything, but, you know, I have a consistent community that I can fire up, you know, anything right now. I could fire up an IRL stream and I know people will be in there. You know what I mean? So definitely just staying consistent and building your community. You know, a lot of people want to, I want to be like this streamer because he's popular. I want to be like this streamer. You just got to build the community for who you are. You know what I mean? If people, you want viewers who are with you and ride with you instead of they're just on you because, oh yeah, like he reminds me of this streamer, you know, make it your own.
All right. And did you ever think about going to doing YouTube, TikTok, stuff like that?
Yeah, I do TikTok. My boy Rick, he does. I just record clips in game and he puts them on TikTok. For YouTube, it's hard because I'm a senior in college now, so I definitely don't have the time to edit and also don't have the time to, like, get an editor. So I'm just going to be chilling on the YouTube content for right now, but definitely probably in the future that'll be a thing. And it's a good way to get out. TikTok, I know, like, a lot of people, you know, look down on it, you know, but it's a good way to get your name out as a content creator. It really is.
Oh, yes. Right. It's definitely going fast. Like, I just started doing TikTok.
Oh, yeah, it's going crazy.
A couple months
ago.
Yeah, it's going crazy. For the new listeners, trying to be a comp player, what comp leagues do you suggest people try to play at?
So if you're trying to be comp, bro, the thing that I did is just try to scrim the best people, you know? Just constantly try to scrim people who are better than you or at the same skill level. So in 20, I was scrimming everyone. And I still did that in 21 because I wanted to be prepared for anything. But definitely, that's where the entering the tournaments really helps, you know? Scrimming people who are better than you. It doesn't even matter if you get blown out by 20. I got blown out by 20 plenty of times, you know? And but you learn from your mistakes, you know? You see, oh, yeah, like, my offense was terrible here because I'm doing this, or my defense wasn't good here because I'm overswinging or something like that, you know what I mean? So just I would say that's the biggest thing that you can do to really make your game better.
Yeah, all right. But the comments, I really need to hear this. Okay. Yeah, definitely, man. I'm saying LeBron. OG Slim is funny, man. Yeah, salute to OG Slim, man.
Slim's a good dude.
Definitely, man. Yeah. So even though you say that, to be consistent, it's like,
yeah.
I definitely believe in that, bro, because, like, even though it sounds like you hear the same quote, like, just be consistent, but it's definitely hard to do, though, man, even though people think it's easy, though.
No, yeah, streaming is, and it's not, streaming, you know, a lot of people, they're like, oh, like, you're just streaming, it's not as easy as it looks, you know, especially, like, if you have face cam and you're playing the game, you got to learn how to. For one thing is just it's a learning curve just to be able to play the game and talk to chat at the same time, you know? That's a learning curve. And then, you know, you just got to be there fully engaged. And say you're in a tournament game, you know, sometimes I'll talk in my tournament games because I'm fully engaged in the game while I'm also fully engaged in the chat and trying to, like, I'm a big guy who tries to respond to hopefully every comment. You know, if I can't, it's not because, you know, I don't like you. It just, there's... The chat's probably moving fast or something, you know? So it's definitely a learning curve, but yeah, you just got to be consistent. And once you realize, like, and it's not for everyone, you know, there's a lot of people who try it and then realize it might not be for them, you know, because it's not easy, like you said. So, but if you find yourself enjoying it, just be you and just constantly grind, just constantly keep up the grind, be consistent. It sounds cliche, but that's really what it is, man.
Hey, so let me ask you this, cause I just remember now. So, you play competition for PlayStation and Xbox.
Yep.
You know how everybody keeps saying which competition is better, which players is better. Which one do you think is better on, PlayStation or Xbox?
All right. So, for what game mode? Overall or?
For my team.
My team. All right.
Well, overall,
so this
yeah,
year.
My team and overall, yeah.
This year, for my team, pre-250K, I stand by an Xbox pre-250K. We were just so loaded this year. We had Ty, Swaggy, Lord Beezus, Skip, defense to offense, Smoke, me. So there was so many people, you know, this year for pre-250 Xbox. After 250, I would say PS4 was better because a lot of the Xbox players just stopped playing the game, really, after 250. And then for Pro-Am, definitely Xbox. For Pro-Am, I mean, we saw that when they had the big 30K tournament in Dallas, I mean, it definitely showcased that. And, like, pretty much all the big pre-draft players, post-draft players, they were all on Xbox. So that's definitely where it was this year. But for my team, it was definitely split. Pre-250 was, I would say, Xbox. And then post-250K was definitely PlayStation. And it's crazy how much different the consoles play. That's why, like, when I first got on PlayStation, I was terrible. I couldn't beat anyone on PlayStation, not even Unlimited, because people on PlayStation play so much different than Xbox. Xbox is definitely a more gritty play style, you know, it's definitely more defense based and a lot more rim running, whereas on PlayStation they they like to dribble a lot more, and they like to shoot a lot more. And the shooting is easier on PlayStation because there's no input delay. So
that's
So between that and it's definitely a whole different experience. But yeah, that's how I view it this year.
And you know how you just mentioned about the Dallas thing. I remember seeing that. Yo, what's the thing that's holding the 2K League back? Because I've been talking to my people about that. Like, how come NBA 2K League is not as popping as it should be? Like, what do you think that is? Because I don't think our college students talking about 2K League or high school.
Yeah, not really.
Not really, right?
No, not really.
I'm not hating at all.
I'm in college.
Yeah, no,
no, of course. I'm in college, bro. And some people don't even know that there is a 2K League. You know what I mean? I don't think it's definitely not marketed well. It was at its highest when the pandemic hit and it was on like ESPN and stuff. But now when it's just on Twitch, it's really not popping at all. And some of that has to do probably with the quality of the game, because a lot of people have not liked 20 and 21, you know what I mean? And 18 and 19, you know, a lot of people are watching the league. Whereas then it went to 20 and 21, it kind of dropped off a little bit because, let's be honest, definitely last year it was just the pro A tween, and then you would do a cross key, and this year it's literally just the point guard spamming the pro two, and then curry slide, you know what I mean?
Curry
into
slide.
A quick stop.
Yep.
That's what it is this year. So the game really isn't what it is, whereas if you look at a game like 18 or 19, 18 of course had its flaws, you know, 18, you know, they had the snatchback, which was overpowered, but there was so many different ways that people scored. Whereas the last couple years, it's just been, all right, the point guard's going to score 40, and then that's it, you know. If someone makes a bad rotation, we'll hit him for three, but besides that, it's just going to be the point guard literally just dribbling back and forth, and rim running, or taking the three, you know.
Yeah, they always look down on the player that's, you know, who just stands in the corner.
bro, and you can't, bro, because that corner player, he's probably playing a corner on defense too, you know, so he's big on the defensive end of the floor, and even when you're open, bro, like, you gotta, of course, next gen this year was easy to shoot, but you still gotta be able to hit it, you know what I mean? You can't be fucking around missing shots wide open in the corner, especially if you're grinding for the league, or if you're in the league, they'll drop you. You know, so the corner players are definitely important, definitely an underrated part of Pro-Am and the league.
Do you think that Pro-Am is going to change for the next 2Ks? Like, because it's been like same for the past couple of years, basically with the point guard and the center five out or whatever. You know what I mean?
It's definitely been the wave since 19, and it's just, we've had a lot of, so 19, 20, and 21, there's one constant, and that's, there's been a move in the game that's been unguardable, you know? 2K20, obviously, we had the Pro 8 or Pro 2 tween, you know? This year, 2K21 was a speed glitch, you know, on current gen. On next gen, you know, they have, if you have quicker, shifty dribble style, you know, you can dribble all over the place and quick stop, you know? So if, It's hard because when they are able to do that, and the point guards usually, they're able to do everything, you know, usually they're able to dunk and shoot. So I would say probably for now it's going to stay in the five out, and it's just the way the game is, you know. They emphasize dribbling, they emphasize, the point guards are faster, and obviously that's all true, but that's just going to be something that's going to be manipulated in game, you know, whereas if you're running a play, you know, you could just freaking stay on a guy, hug him the whole time, and he won't get open. Whereas if you're running five out, if the lockdown defender gets cooked, you either got to help or you just got to let up the two, you know?
Right. So what do you think that might be K22? Like, do you ever think about that? Like, all right, so this year was the cover side, the speed boost. What happened to 2K22?
See, that's the thing, bro. It's like, I know everyone, see, a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, like, you know, speed glitch is gone. Like, thank God speed glitch is gone. But in reality, we were saying the same thing last year. We were saying, oh, my God, thank God the tween's gone, you know? 19, right. We're saying, oh, God, thank God Dribble Glitch and Trail Cheese is gone and Left Writing is gone. There's something new every single year. So what it is, who knows? But there's definitely going to be something in the game. That's just what it is. There's a new move that completely ruins the game, you know, makes people unguardable. 20, I don't know if you remember 2K20, they had the explosive behind the back that was so overpowered. They patched it the day before 250, so that was wild. The day before they patched it, but this year with Speed Glitch, they left that in the whole year. Same with the tween in 20. You know, a lot of people didn't know about it, especially my team players didn't know about it early in the game, but Pro-Am players, especially Park and Stage players, they were doing that the whole year, you know? So that's one thing that's kind of – you just got to sort of expect it at this point. There's going to be something. It's just a matter of when it is and what it is.
Yeah, 2K – I remember 2K20, they did them qualify – 30, but because they just passed it right before the 250K, I'm like, yo!
Yeah, the day before, yeah.
That's why I was really expecting to do that this year for 2K21, players.
Yeah, I thought, because they had the new season come out the day before 250, and there was a big update. It was like a 20-gigabyte update. I'm like, yo, like they might have patched it, but they just left it in this year.
Yo, it's good that you told this season. What did you... Do you like the whole thing with the level 40 grind in the season? You had Stephen Curry, and I was mad that I let grind for him, bro, because he was important,
so
bro, with that Curry
score. He was so good. Yeah, so, I mean, it's definitely good because not everyone likes to play just online modes, you know? Some people like to offline grind, so it's definitely good for them. And for me, like, I got all the level 40s until 250K. Like, after 250, I stopped getting them. But pre-250, like, they're a must-have. Those cards are so insanely good. Like, especially, like, for example, Curry. A lot of the reason I was so good pre-250K is because that's my play style. You know, I run pick and roll. I shoot a lot of threes. And there was no one in the game close to Steph Curry, you know? I ran him for three seasons. And with his speed glitch and Curry slide and his Curry base, it was just, he just fit my playstyle a lot. And like Slim said, Melo, even though Melo usually has a pretty bad jump shot, he's going to be needed because he's just going to be so much better than the cards that are already out.
Yeah, I remember you was killing with Steph Curry, and then even Dwayne Wade, he had the Curry slide also,
yeah.
Right?
The original one, the season 3 one didn't have it, but then the Invincible one, Invincible Dwayne Wade had it. D-Wade just had the... He was able to speed glitch really good.
Yeah. I don't know. We definitely going to find out what's going to happen. 2K20.
Yeah, man. 2 weeks. And the crazy thing is we didn't even get a demo this year. Nothing.
Right?
Like, that's one thing. These are the two main things that are concerning me about 2K22. One is that there's no demo. So, basically, the first day we all load up, you know, it could be full of bugs and glitches, you know? And then they're going to have to do this whole process and the server's going to be messed up. So that's one thing, if the game is incomplete. And the second thing is, I don't know if you read or saw some of Mike Wang's videos, but not all the animations are going to be out when the game starts. Even Curry Side isn't going to be in the game when the game starts. And that makes me wonder, are they doing that to, like, try to change the meta throughout the year, or are they doing that because the game is incomplete, you know? Are they saying, oh, yeah, we're saving these animations, but is it in reality they're still making this frickin' game, you know? So that's definitely a two-edged sword. I don't know which one it is. You never – because they don't communicate with us, you know? They've never been good at communicating with their community.
No, you're right. And I think it might be a mix of both of what you're saying. Like, they're still trying to figure out the game because, you know, they're doing the next gen and the current gen. So, like, they have two developing teams. Like, it's weird, bro. It's,
No, it is weird, and it's sort of a lot of, especially like in my team, a lot of people are wondering, oh, is 250K going to be on current gen or next gen? And it's a hard question to answer because, yeah, all right, so the 2K League was on next gen, but not everyone has a next gen console, especially with how the pandemic was, where it got bad again, and then it cooled off. You know, not everyone has a next gen, not everyone has a next gen console, so you would have to think if they're doing it for their monetary purposes, which, you know, that's what 2K does. They love money. It would probably be on current gen, but logically, it should be on next gen, you know? So that's definitely something that we're all going to be looking forward to when the game comes out and when the My Team News come out this week, like it's supposed to.
Oh, no, that's going to be a very determining factor, bro. Is it going to be next gen? I've been asking everyone,
yeah.
Because if it's still in current gen, that's gonna change a lot of things, bro. Like.
Yeah, and it's honestly kind of annoying if it's on current gen because literally, I mean, I have an Xbox Series X, you know, and I stream 2K, you know, so I'm playing 2K every day pretty much. Like, bro, I didn't buy this next-gen console for no reason. Like, let's go. Let's get it on next-gen. Like, this year I was fine with because it started on current, and that's where all the competitive was. So I'm fine with this year. But hopefully next year, next week, they announce, like, yo, this shit's on next-gen. And, yeah, like some said, they said next and current are going to be a lot more similar than they were this year. Next-gen and current-gen were completely different games this year.
Yes, it was. Completely. Will you be getting the PS5 or just sticking with the Xbox X?
Yeah, I got both consoles. I got the PS5 and the Xbox Series X.
Smart man. I'm definitely about to get PS5 in like 2 weeks, but right now I just got the Xbox X. But yeah, it's definitely good to have both systems.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah, man. Well, yo, what time is it now? Yeah, only 3 minutes left, man. Yo, you have any of your social media, anything that you want to promote, anything, bro?
Hey, man, yeah, I stream on Twitch. Yeah, I'll just type something. Hi. That's my Twitch, xsims_. That's my everything on Twitter, Twitch, TikTok. That's all my socials. I stream every day, pretty much, if I'm not busy. Tweet every day, try to interact with as much people as I can, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Yo, I also wanted to ask you, so which players of the comp players like gave you a hard time this year for my team? I know everybody knows about Ty D, but anybody else? Anybody else gave you hard times?
Probably my hardest opponents this year. Do you know C-Mars
PlayStation? Yeah.
Yep. That's one dude that his defense, I don't know, it just throws me off. Like, it just completely throws me off when I play C-Mars. 11 Assassin, Xbox player, he's really good. He's insanely good. I'm trying to think. There was a lot of good people this year. Swaggy Foams. Swaggy, he was a demon pre-250K. And then as far as PlayStation, someone who's on the come-up, his name's Iso Dill. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's also from Philly. He plays on PlayStation. Yeah, he's a PlayStation player. My team. He's really good. Iso Dill. So he's definitely a name to look out for next year. Great defense, great offense. And then obviously, you know, Ty, you know, he's the best in the world. 1-250K for a reason. I played Splash once. The score was like 96-84. Like, it was just, we couldn't get stops on each other. So, but yeah, those were definitely the hardest this year.
All right. I never played Isaac neither. You played Isaac before?
Yeah, I played Isaac a bunch. Me and Isaac we play kind of similar. He runs the rim a little bit more than me. Like, I really don't run to the rim at all. But in terms of, like, our play style, yeah, it's pretty similar. His defense is really good, too. His defense is on level with Ty.
Okay. All right. What's up, man? Yo, I definitely appreciate you showing us love over here, bro.
Definitely. Yeah, man. Of course, bro. You already know. You're an OG, man. You've been around a long time now.
Yeah, man. You know, it's going to keep grinding, man.
Yep.
But,
keep grinding, man.
Yeah, man. Definitely, man. Yo, everybody who's watching, man, definitely follow him, man. On, you said Twitter, Twitch, TikTok, right?
Yep.
So, all right, man.
Appreciate you being here, bro. Yep. All right,
bro.
I'm gonna catch you, bro.
All right. About a couple of seconds left, y'all. Yo, good show, man. Yo, I appreciate everybody who's watching. Let me go to my Twitch thing. Like I said, appreciate everybody's watching. Still trying to navigate this whole thing with doing Twitch and doing the podcast show, man. Yo, appreciate everybody who's watching. OG, what's goody? Irv Gotti. I saw him watching. I saw Chris King watching. Drew Trovo 9 was goody, bro. Saw him watching. And who else is that? Yeah. And that's it, man. So next week, like I said, I'll have the game early, like 2 days early. So probably going to be doing some Instagram stuff. So definitely follow me on the Instagram, NYCDAFuture. Follow me on Twitch, NYCDAFuture. And TikTok also. I'm doing more TikTok, NYCDAFuture. And Twitter, NYCDAFuture _. And definitely follow my boy Hims. I know it's XHYMZ _. So definitely follow him on all platforms. I mean, and yeah, you already know, man. We're gonna be doing his work, putting his work in. Appreciate OG Slim Check podcast, man. Everybody else, man, was watching. I'm gonna be putting the link up on my Twitter later on tonight or tomorrow. I don't know what's gonna be processed on Apple Podcast, but definitely check it out on Apple Podcast and on Spotify. I'm gonna be making a video on this also this week for YouTube. We're just grinding, man. Like I said, man, even though people say consistency is key, it's key, man. And I keep saying that. That's probably my worst downfall time, man, is being consistent because I've been trying to do so many things at one time, you know what I mean? But that's definitely true words, man. Yo, it was a great show, man, today, man. And, yeah, whoever's watching, man, follow the channel, you know what's up. And if you see this on Apple Podcast, rate the show, this episode, a 5. I appreciate it. It helps us to grow. And we're going to be doing Instagram. I actually talked to a couple people on my DMs about doing Instagram interviews. I had an interview with a couple months ago, Brian for 3. Now, I mean, people know him. He qualified for the 250K. I had him for an interview. So we're going to be doing more interviews this week and following next week, man. So if you're my team comp player, if you play Pro-Am, play now online, or stage player, hit me up on the DM, man, on Twitter, NYCDAFuture_, and with the interviews, all right? We're going to be focusing. I want to just put everybody up for everybody to know, and hopefully we get bigger, man. You know what I mean? But dogs, I do this for the love of the game, man. I love NBA 2K, and that's what I do it for. You know what I'm saying? So whether you big or small, gotta keep going. Everybody on here, I'm gonna be probably playing now online another hour or so. You know what I do? So yeah, follow the channel. Appreciate you. I'm not, yo, OJ, let me finish the podcast, though. Yeah, it's finished. Yo, everybody watching, yeah, on my nation all day. Some nation stand up.